The Power of One, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. Before my life started properly, I was doing the usual mewling and sucking, which in my case occurred on a pair of huge, soft, black breasts. In the African tradition, I continued to suckle for my first 2.5 years, after which my Zulu wet nurse became my nanny. She was a person made for laughter, warmth and softness, and she would clasp me to her breasts and stroke my golden curls with a hand so large it seemed to contain my whole head. My hurts were soothed with a song about a brave young warrior hunting a lion, and a women's song about doing the washing down on the big rock beside the river, where at sunset the baboons would come out of the hills to drink. My life proper started at the age of 5, when my mother had her nervous breakdown. I was torn from my lovely black nanny with her big white smile and sent to boarding school. Then began a time of yellow wedges of pumpkin, burnt black and bitter at the edges, mashed potato with glassy lumps, meat aproned with gristle in grey gravy, diced carrots, warm, wet, flatulent cabbage, beds that wet themselves in the morning, and an entirely new sensation called loneliness. I was the youngest child in the school by 2 years, and I spoke only English, the infected tongue that had spread like a plague into the sacred land and contaminated the pure, sweet waters of Afrikanerdom. The Boer War had created a great malevolence for the English, for the Rooineks. It was a hate that had entered their bloodstream and pocked the hearts and minds of the next generation. To their barefoot sons, I was the first live example of the congenital hate they carried for my kind. I spoke the language which had pronounced the sentences that had killed their grandfathers and sent their grandmothers to the world's first concentration camps, where they died like flies from dysentery, malaria, and black water fever. To the bitter Calvinist farmers, the sins of the fathers had been visited upon the sons unto the third generation. I was infected.